In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Just welcome to the Sounder.fm Gory Boys Podcast. This podcast is for March 17th, 2021. Alongside me is Alice.
Yo!
She's too far away from the mic, so you probably won't be able to hear her.
Oh,
so she's gonna lean in a little bit more. We'll get the cat on the podcast, too, because he likes to be meow meow. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So, we are on St. Patty's Day. I'm not wearing any green. I don't see you wearing any green. There's
hey!
A pinch for you. That is a pineapple. It is not green. It is orange and black.
That is green.
That is not green.
Yes, it is.
Well, how's that green? That is black.
That is green.
And this is black, and this is gold.
No, this is green. This is a dark green.
Are you colorblind?
No, are you?
No. We need to take a colorblind test at some point and see what's going on there.
No, that is dark green.
That is not a green.
Yes, that is a dark green.
You don't know any of your colors. You're like on a whole other spectrum, really.
Whatever you say.
I know, I say a lot.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't even, babe, you're so blind, you probably wouldn't even see a man stealing a 200-pound slide if that was...
A slide?
Mm-hmm. Washington man arrested for, 400 pounds. Allegedly stealing a 400-pound slide mounted to a child's bunk bed at his home.
Mounting it to a child's... Okay, how did he even... What?
How big is this room?
I know.
The detective who discovered the slide had been investigating reported stolen catalytic converters. What?
Catalytic converters.
The detective who discovered the slide had been investigating reports of stolen Cadillac converters. What an odd thing. Yeah, I was trying to find these guys that were stealing Cadillac converters. I found a slide. It's a big one.
So
this is the 400-pound slide. That's made of plastic. How's that 400 pounds?
That does not look like it's 400 pounds.
In Washington, man is accused of stealing a 400-pound slide from a playground and mounting it to a child's bunk bed in his mobile home, police say. There's so much wrong with this story, I can't even know
where to
start.
How did they even get it through the door?
It's 400 pounds. That's heavy plastic, number one. Number two, how did he get it disconnected from the playground? Number three, how did he get it home? And number four, how
and
did he get
why did no one notice?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bob, you're just walking around with that slide in your arms, yeah?
This is mine. I paid for this.
Dustin Allen Bushnell, age 30, of Burbank, was arrested on Tuesday on the charge of possessions of a stolen property, Pasco Police said in a press conference.
So they didn't originally find it. They just found it after they were investigating other stolen things.
Like, did you steal the police? Did you steal the Cadillac converters? No. What's that in your room there? Slide.
Where did you get that?
eBay.
And how did you get it in here? No, like, really, like, how did you get it in here?
Lift the roof off of here. Detective Julie Lee had been investigating reports of stolen Cadillac converters late last month, and the case led her to the home of the Bushnells. Lee, with the help of other detectives, executed a search warrant of Bushnell's home and found a gigantic slide, as well as... Oh, so he did steal the Cadillac.
So he did steal. Man, he must be...
He's a klepto.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, Cadillac convertible, like, you have to steal those from the car, so he must be at stealth. Mode, like,
look at my eyes. Let's just get a close up look at this guy's face here.
Yeah, I did it.
He's got the crazy eyes.
Yeah,
is this the police officer or is this his wife? Because the wife seems, this is his wife, they seem really happy. This can't be the slide.
I thought that was a child.
Ring finger. So this might be the wife? Question mark. The wife didn't question it, I guess.
No, and it's so funny if that's actually a police officer, actually.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. An investigation is ongoing. It's good that they call him now after stealing his sliding board. I'm sure he went down a slippery slope.
Did he slide down into a jail cell?
What a great story. Stolen slides, motorhomes, cross-eyed guy named Dustin.
Cross-eyed. You're right. He does have a crazy eyes.
Mm-hmm, you got the squirrely eyes. I want to know if in this photo is the police officer. Let's see. Yeah, it doesn't say in a 400-pound blue slide allegedly discovered in his home. It doesn't say who this person is in the picture.
No, I thought that was a child.
It's either his wife or the police officer. It'd be funny to think it if it is the police officer.
Like what I got.
I mean, it's Detective Julie Lee.
Whee!
So we'll go look up Detective Judy Lee. It is, in fact, the police officer.
Yep, that is her. She literally sat down on the slide and was like, this is a photo op.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh,
I mean, I guess she deserves it. I mean, it's not every day you find a big...
Like, you know what they say, bitches love slides.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that. Get that bitch slide.
So this is the slide, apparently, that they stole it from. That does not look the same.
No.
This is a dark green and this is blue.
I think that's a different, no. But I seriously doubt, like, how did he even get it off?
Well, it might be.
Yeah, it might be. Like, I don't know.
Maybe he sprayed it a different color to try to throw the police off.
The fact that it was...
It's stolen. It's, like, definitely got the same kind of edge and everything like that, too. Of course, the... Dog featured Rescue Me calendar adopted by Pasco police officer. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another pupper. We're looking at all these pictures that nobody can see. We're just looking at doggos.
Yeah. Yee. I like the fact that she does take photo ops like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tells you she's probably a fun person. But it's just so funny that she's just like, yeah.
Like, I'm going to go to the slide. Mm-hmm. And see if there's anything else. I'm glad that they found the Cadillac converters, though.
Yeah, some people are going to be without rides.
Mm-hmm. You just picture the kids going on the slide, not even paying attention.
What?
Where's the slide?
Mm. We're going to have to help close this whole thing down.
Mm-hmm. You got to be careful of going on the slide. You don't want to sit on anything very important.
I'm sensing a segue.
Well, I mean, girls are perfectly fine going down the slide. They don't, you know, it's just a little friction there. If a guy goes down the slide, he might get caught on something. He might sit on it too hard. A little bit of friction and stuff. Hell, you might wind up with, like, a big swollen set of balls. You know, wind up probably with the world's largest penis.
How does that translate?
Man with the world's largest penis weighs in to prove it's real.
Is that the guy that... Put so many injections in his penis?
I don't know. Man who claimed the world's largest penis has reportedly weighed in to prove it. According to TMZ, okay, well, we know we can trust them. TMZ. Never trust the TMZ. Roberto Esquivel Cabrera.
Don't do that.
I know, I might get canceled. It's a very slippery slope.
No. You don't want to go down that slide.
Mm-hmm. Ding dong. Who is Roberto? Why is his penis so large? And is...
Oh my god!
Is that a sock?
Is he literally not wet?
I think that's socks covering it up.
Oh my lord.
John Dillinger. Dillerman. That's not real.
That can't be real.
That's not real. Come on.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
That man hung like a cow. Make a cow go moo.
More like horse.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Oh my gosh. He's covering it with socks.
Jesus Christ.
It just looks like a limp sausage.
That's gross. Anyways, he believes it to be his 18.9-inch member on camera home in Salido, Mexico. Well, that explains why he didn't climb over the wall. He might get stuck.
Oh, my gosh.
Hobalt!
Take a run and go.
Sir, I would rescue... I'm going to just shake your hand.
Shakes
it too, like, oh, Jesus.
At that point, can it even, like, function?
I wouldn't think so. It's like the world's largest record to recognize it previously at Zachary's depressive facility, but the doctors reported to have said it's only 13 inches or just excess skin. It had a YouTube video, but apparently it's probably been taken down. Yep.
I wonder why.
The 52-year-old reportedly said that he had caused him to lose jobs and harmed his relationship. Meaning, well, I could see it now. It's just like, oh, baby, it's time. It's our first time. Oh, my God.
Get that thing away from me.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt. That's not what my ex-girlfriend said. May she rest in peace.
What? Oh, my God.
That zip in the thud. Can you just imagine trying to piss? It just splashes in the toilet. Did you take a dump? Nope. Oh.
Oh, man.
Do you spin me?
Oh, gosh. At that point, you wouldn't even need a
I cannot do
brush.
Anything. I cannot work. I am disabled.
Oh, yeah. It's like, why can't you work? My penis is too
he
big.
He added that his penis was too large for him to kneel in church and pray.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh, I stepped on my penis.
Gotta have it tucked up underneath his sock.
Oh, stop looking at pictures of it. I feel like it's looking me in the face.
It's hanging past his knees, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this a picture of him touching it to his...
Is it winking?
It's a...
What is he?
To impress a chick to a helicopter dick. Oh!
He's gonna knock himself out with that thing.
Oh, no. I can just imagine. There's got to be, like, so many things this guy can and cannot do. For starters, he can join the rescue team. Grab a hold! Mm. No, I don't want to.
I don't think that is actually... I think it's just, like...
Well, they said his official thing is 13 inches, but the rest of it's, like, excess skin. I can't look away.
I know. It's like it's winking me in the face.
I don't know if it necessarily
even
can.
Even
you,
like, look at the smug face. He's like, yeah.
This is a disability?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, I mean...
Yeah, this is in the record book. Roberto Escriva, that name, has set a world record for the world's longest penis, 52-year-old. This is measured at a whopping 18.9 inches with a tip circumference of 10 inches at the certification by world record. Imagine the person from the Guinness Book of World Records having to come to see this.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine having to... Well, no, they would literally have to have a record of them measuring the penis.
That's probably what that video that was banned from YouTube was.
It's like, okay, just let me... Okay, drop him, sir.
Here's him just sitting that lonely in the water. It's just like...
Is that a snake in your pants?
Is that a banana in your pocket? You're just happy to see me.
No, that's more than a banana.
Jesus.
I don't even know what to say to that.
It's apparently a gigantic ogre statue. Being chained up. Let's see if I can do this.
Is it for sale?
Refusal. This is just a weird picture of just the statue.
I don't know.
I wonder where this statue's at.
Why? Why would you want to know that?
Hmm? Why not? I mean, would you stand next to the statue? $1 million handed to you right then and there, but you had to get a picture of yourself standing right here at the statue.
Of course I would. I don't care. I want to know where it's at. Because of reasons.
Mm-hmm. The Danish network has caught heat for John Dillerman. We talked about John Dillerman in the last podcast.
At first I thought that was his penis.
Hey, there's a picture of John Dillerman.
Mm. No, it's not. It looks like some kids playing. Oh my gosh.
That's not a picture of a dude with a large dick. That's just kids jumping rope with it. Oh.
Oh, no. It's not even that.
Are you trying to say John Dillerman's a pedophile? I mean, it is a kid's show, after all. Oh, man, there's no comments on this particular post, either. And there's no YouTube video.
I mean, like, why
video.
Would you want to even...
How much does this fucker weigh? Does it break the scale?
So it's not really a penis, though. It's like excess skin.
Why does he get a job in porn?
Because it can't get hard.
So? There's a lot of other kind of fetishes out there. I'm sure that people wouldn't mind him not being able to get hard.
Oh, yeah.
People have some
just,
weird fucking fetishes.
I can just see something about him bitch slapping somebody across the face with it.
I'm sure there's somebody who would like that. Just smack me with your cock.
Oh.
Smacks that girl in the butt.
Huh? I don't know.
That TikTok girl.
Oh, he has special socks for it, apparently.
How many Viagras do you think that this man has to take to even get it to function anymore? All the Viagra.
If you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours...
Mm. There's got to be some more kinds of drugs and stuff that can get you an erection that you could take. You just have to get steroids injected right into it.
Mm. I think that is a thing. I think another man has a big penis like that.
Mm. Sword fighting. Takes lines of cocaine. Sounds like a feral pig running around.
Are we talking about his penis or an actual pig?
Natural pig. Feral pig eats and destroys $22,000 worth of cocaine hidden in the Italian forest.
Oh my gosh.
And that pig is stoned.
I'm pretty sure he might... how is that pig even alive?
He is fucked up.
Yeah.
You know this now? Jimmy, are you okay? Oh, good.
Well... No. I'm pretty sure he's got a drug problem now.
Easy tour. I made an oopsie. After last year's drug-related murder of a 21-year-old Albanian, Italian police began to probe. Giggity. Again, they probably used Roberto to probe him. Probe him. Oh, God, no. That noise, too.
At first, I thought you were talking about his penis. Because, I mean... But now, it's an actual pig.
Police began to probe. So, how terrible would it be if there... No, I'm not going to say it. A gang of suspected drug dealers who decided to hide the cocaine in Italy's boar-infested countryside. Boar-invested.
Okay. So, boars... are excessively aggressive. So can you imagine... Would you stop? I'm trying to say something.
He is on cocaine, okay?
I'm pretty sure you're on cocaine.
God dang!
But no, they are excessively aggressive.
Yeah.
So can you imagine one of those on cocaine?
Give him cocaine, steroids, and Viagra. That'd be a fucked up situation.
I know. Literally, like.
Oh my god! Is that pig fucking Hillary Clinton? Don't worry about it. It's the first time I've gotten in a while.
Okay. That's a lot.
Bill Clinton's like, I'm about to do some.
Okay. That's too much. You went.
Bill Clinton's like, it's never enough.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, Hillary. Call Monica.
You're definitely getting canceled now.
Might not have been the dumbest idea the suspected gang of drug dealers came up with, but it's certainly at least effective. According to Newsweek, a horde of wild boars ruthlessly destroyed it with utter indifference.
Oh, so it's a gang of them.
Mm-hmm. When you're a boar all the way from your first kill king.
Apparently, it's not. They're not a boar anymore. They're.
The violent reclamation by Mother Nature was discovered after police wiretaped members of the gang and overheard them complaining about the damages to their product. The rest of the three Albanians suspected, one Italian suspect thereafter was rather swift. According to the locals, the animals ripped into the sealed packages of cocaine and proceeded to litter the nearby woodlands with powdery content. So it's out there in the woods now. Freaking bugs, parakeets, all sorts of things are going after.
Well, I mean...
I wonder which jungle it could be in.
I'm pretty sure that one. Pretty sure that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can go that way, I'm gonna go this way.
You're getting alive in there.
You ever seen, like, not Spirit of White, Princess Mononoke? Okay? The wild boars?
Yeah.
That's literally this.
Lord help us all.
The drugs originally came from the Paraguay, before being hidden in the Tuscan forest near Monte Pulcino, while being peddled around Arezzo. It's peddled in Monte and Arezzo and all the other places. This, that, and the other.
I can't understand a word that's coming out of your mouth.
That's okay, neither can anybody else. According to Fox News, the gang had always been quite prolific before the arrest, selling 2 kilos per month between $90 and $120 per gram.
Per gram?
It's like that much, ain't it? Just one line you gotta pay like $120 for. It's like, this better be some good shit. Why does it smell like pig? Oh, that's been up a boar snout.
Like ass.
A little bit of a bug in there.
How did they get it out?
You had to follow that around for 2 weeks with a shovel.
Ew.
Anybody ever seen Cheech and Chong? Get that joke. It was a drug-related murder of a 21-year-old Albanian in 2018. It makes authorities perk up and take note. A group of Albanian nationals who were linked to the victim quickly became persons of interest. Ultimately, police were correct in their assumptions as they probed Giggity, spanning between September 2018 and March 2019. The I'm biting it up. I gotta be careful.
Oh my gosh. You are really pushing it today.
The cops quickly found out that one of the gang members used a nightclub to peddle his wares.
Okay, so we started off with a pig, and now we're doing a murder, and now a nightclub.
I want to know where there's a nightclub in
the forest.
Ooh, here we go. It's called Poison Nightclub, probably.
Where at? Let's go.
I don't think so, Tim. It's like a shady looking place, right?
Well, it's a nightclub.
It looks shady as fuck.
Yeah, that does.
Well, I mean, they are doing drug deals and stuff.
It looks like it's closed.
You got a line of coke.
No. Even the person walking by looks a little shady.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they need clear evidence to ensure subsequent convictions, which the wiretap seem to be taken care of. As it stands, two of the suspects are now under house arrest, while the other two are in jail. Imagine being in house arrest for cocaine dealing. Man, this ain't so bad. Meanwhile, what happened to the curious animals remains unknown. Wild boars have been increasingly spotted in Italy's countryside. They're all licking their lips and.
I'm pretty sure they've got an addiction now.
Did you get that white sugar the other day? On those bananas? Yeah, man, that was good shit, man. Yeah, I know, man, it was like great. I need to get some more of that. Yeah, man, I know. Fuck it, man. Dude. You don't understand, man. After I did a line of cocaine, I understand Joe Biden. Yeah, man. I killed the kid now. Yeah.
I'm trying to get arrested, okay?
I know. Like, I mean, I'm no comment. I don't know.
The list to complain.
I'm already added it up. You are.
I'm working on it. I'm not as modus numbers, but presumably safe to say at least four drug dealers now firmly share their sentiments. The situation has gotten so bad that the farmer protested in Rome this month, demanding the government take action against these encroaching animals via that's all, folks.
Really have a problem there.
Incidents, as well as damage to the farmlands, have apparently
talking
become
about
too much
drug
to handle.
Problems Even the animals are having issues.
It is no longer just a question of compensation, but a matter of personal safety, and it must be resolved, said Elettore Pradini.
Man, I got held up by a wild boar.
Yeah, so we're at the speech conference today. Do you got anything? Get my pigs off the coke. I cannot keep giving them crack cocaine so they work. One of them's already tried to commit suicide, but we did have a good breakfast that morning of pork.
Sir, did you say boar, or did you say...
Did you say boar, or did you say whore? No, that's my daughter. Wait. To his point, officer, and they both do coke, it's fine. No. She's at that nightclub. To his point, officials confirmed that it's already the case. Things have gotten substantially worse in regards to that. Well, yeah, these fucking boars are on cocaine. After learning about the wild boars, they found and destroyed 22 kgs of stash of cocaine. I'm sorry, I was not supposed to laugh at this. This was all dressed up pigs and goats and immigrants eating and wondering what cocaine-infused pork tastes like. Fuck yeah. What is this? Like, it's got the seasoning already built into it.
Does it have extra spices?
I can just picture...
It's marinated from the inside.
GTA 6, in which you're dealing pork. Like, bring stuff. That's golden. Bring it in here. And bring the pig, too.
Ew, what?
Gosh. They don't call it the back alley for nothing.
Oh, oh my gosh.
I'll make this pig eagle squeal.
You ain't right.
And include that boar, too. What?
That's my mother.
This looks like a better nightclub right here.
Just because it's brightly colored.
Would you go there? It looks like the whore's already leaving. No.
Oh my gosh.
What? Look at that. They go in there with leather. You know this guy's happy. Look at his face. He's like, hell yeah. No, no, these bitches.
What did I sign up for?
They brought bitches. They brought pork. I don't know why I'm feeling good today, but damn. Sorry, are you on drugs? Hell no, I just did a line of pork in the back, but we all good. Hey, at least she's got her COVID mask on.
That's the only thing she's got on.
Me. But they got belly dancing there, babe.
Oh my gosh, my ears are bleeding. That's good. They got belly dancing.
I got everybody, people doing line coke like, oh, frick! What's a loud noise? Oh, God. It's full on belly dancing. So is it belly or booty dancing?
At this point, I'm not sure.
Look at this dude. He's happy as fuck.
He's got his whole family there.
Is he looking at his dick? Yeah, he brought the family. This is a family activity.
This is a family outing, huh?
This one. It looks like she's trying to blow up a light bulb, but the picture's not showing up. There we go.
Woo-hoo.
There's more dancing. They're wearing leather. This has got to be that nightclub, then.
It's got to be.
Because you know these bitches doing line of pork coke.
Pork.
Bore us some cocaine.
Yeah,
see what I did there?
Yes. I see what you did there.
Are they called snouters or snooters? Snouters? Yeah. Rockin'.
Look, it is cocaine. Look. Well, you can't see it in this picture because this picture's not here, but that's definitely a line of coke.
Are you sure?
No.
I don't think you know what you're doing.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.